A verdict in one of the biggest bank frauds the world has ever seen. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. A court in Ho Chi Minh City has sentenced property developer Trong My Lan to death after she was found guilty of taking $44 billion from one of Vietnam's largest banks over a period of 11 years. The BBC's Jonathan Head has been following the trial and joins us from Bangkok. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
So this is eye-watering sums of money. Has it been as big a trial as we imagine in Vietnam?
It has been big, and I think that is a deliberate strategy of the authorities. Remember, it's a one-party state. There is no freedom of media. Everything's tightly controlled. And yet, in the early stages of the trial, the prosecutors unloaded every imaginable detail about the case, which the Vietnamese media reported at great length. And so it seems the authorities want this to be a big deal. They want this to be an example. And remember, this country has been experiencing years now of an official anti-corruption campaign launched by the sort of hardline Marxist leader of the Communist Party, a veteran leader called Nguyen Phu Chong. He calls it blazing furnaces to try to counter the corruption that's endemic in official and business circles.
And the attention very much seems to have been on Trong My Lan, but as you say, she's not the only one on trial here.
She's not, though I think she's definitely been built up to be the villain of this story. There are 86 people in total on trial, 80 of them alongside Trong My Lan. This includes people who worked under her in the bank, some of her relatives in her business, but also state officials, including, you know, one of the chief inspectors of the central bank, who's been charged with taking a $5 million bribe in order to ignore the need to inspect all these loans she was taking out. And it really is a staggering story they're telling. 11 years of one of the country's biggest banks, which it turns out she owned, although they didn't know that, it was concealed ownership, which she has effectively looted to the tune of $44 billion. And they say $27 billion of those cannot be recovered. I mean, these are staggering sums of money for a country like Vietnam.
Jonathan Head in Bangkok, thanks very much for joining us on Marketplace.
Good to speak to you.
Let's do the numbers. And the Europe-wide Stoxx 600 index is up 0.1% as investors wait for the latest interest rate decision from the European Central Bank. They'll be looking for any hints that a rate cut is coming as early as June. Inflation hit a two-year low in the Eurozone last month. To South Korea now, where the country's Liberal Opposition Party has won a landslide majority in parliamentary elections. The government has been criticised for failing to deal with rising food prices, a rapidly ageing population, and an ongoing doctors' strike. The BBC's Jean McKenzie is in the South Korean capital Seoul for us this morning. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Luke.
So we have the results. Can you walk us through them?
So what we saw last night was essentially a landslide victory for the opposition party here in South Korea. But these are parliamentary elections, so they're not presidential elections. They don't decide the president. So the South Koreans were voting for all 300 members of their National Assembly. But even so, this turned into pretty much a midterm referendum on the current president, Yoon Suk-yeol. So a landslide victory by the opposition party dents his authority, but it also means that he's going to have to deal with the parliament going forward that he cannot control.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie, thanks for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you very much.
Inclusivity is an important value for many sports brands. You may have seen adverts for sportswear or shoes using models who are amputees, for example. The Paralympian Steph Reed, who has only one foot, has seen these ads, and she was excited, so she got in touch with Nike.
Dear Nike, is it possible to buy just one shoe because I only have one foot? Two friends recently sent me photos of mannequins in Nike stores with running blades, and I thought this was awesome. But then I asked Nike the obvious question. You can pause to read the full conversation, but here are the highlights. The answer was no. They offered a one-time 10% discount, which I said was very kind, but next time I buy running shoes, I'm still only going to have one foot, so it's not really a solution.
Steph posted this video on TikTok and Instagram, where it's already been viewed millions of times. And she says it's not only Nike using amputee models in their campaigns. Brands like Decathlon and Brooks do it too. She's been talking to the BBC.
I lost part of my leg in an accident, a boating accident, when I was a teenager. And I think, my goodness, to have seen that image in a major sports brand would have been amazing. So I love the mannequins are there, but it was just that case of you're not offering the one thing that a Blade Runner would actually need, and it's the option to buy one shoe. My biggest hope is that this just sparks a discussion about inclusion and diversity and what it actually looks like in the real world. I think, look, if you're going to portray this image, and of course I can completely understand why brands want to portray themselves as inclusive and diverse, then you need to back it up with your policies. But I should also say, as a single leg amputee, I don't have an expectation that a company should have to accommodate me at a financial loss. I think this is a perfect example of where inclusive and diverse thinking makes you more competitive as a business. It brought to light for me, I wear contacts, and never in my life have I ever bought contacts as a pair because there's zero assumption that both eyes need the same prescription. Actually, it's not just amputees or disability. A quick Google search has said that 50 to 60% of adults actually have feet that don't match. And so for me, if you're selling a high-performance shoe and you have put all the research in, why not take that extra step of let's make sure both feet have an amazing fit?
Paralympian Steph Reid. So far, she hasn't heard back from the company. The BBC also hasn't had any response. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.